Thanks for being here, guys.
Thank you.
Always
thank
a pleasure.
Thank you. I love learning.
Really passionate about ticks.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to start out with some general tick knowledge questions. So is a tick an A, weevil, B, insect, C, mite, or D, none of the above?
What's a weevil?
I can't say that I know what a weevil is. It's 100% not an insect.
None of the above.
I don't remember what A and B were.
I remember learning insect has six legs. So I'm going to go insect.
No, they have four.
Guess I'm going weevil.
Okay, let's hear what Dr. Sal had to say.
A tick is a specialized mite. Ticks are not insects. So a weevil, I'll start with that, is actually an insect. A mite is more closely related to spiders. They're eight-legged arthropods, as opposed to insects, which are six-legged.
What?
Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Which type of tick is most likely to bite you? Is it A, an adult female, B, an adult male, C, a nymph, D, other?
Adult female.
Go on the basis of mosquitoes and say female.
Adult male.
That's what I said, Kiara.
Thank you.
Let's see what Dr. Sal says.
So that depends on where you live. In Colorado, you have the Rocky Mountain wood tick, and it's active during the spring. So you see the female and the male, and it is the adult life stage that is active at that point. There are other life stages, but they don't contact humans very much. And so that's why in Colorado, you're lucky. You only have really that springtime that you have to really worry about frequently biting ticks. And then the other ticks that people in Colorado might get would be soft ticks, which look like aliens, but those ticks are more associated with nests. And usually we as humans walking around the woods don't contact them. But if you go staying in cabins, rustic cabins, those ticks might live in those cabins. And then at night, it's creepy. When you're sleeping, they may come out.
And, yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah, right.
Yikes. Okay, so if we're not all too grossed out, we'll continue with our tick quiz. So the next question is, how are you supposed to get rid of a tick that has bitten you? Is it A, Vaseline? B, pull it off with your fingers. C, match. Or D, tweezers.
I have heard of things like using a match. I have also heard of things like putting stuff on it just so the tick like suffocates essentially, and then it just kind of dies.
I've also.
What else did you guys hear?
Yeah.
I've heard the Vaseline one.
I know.
Match.
I'm going match.
Vaseline.
Let's hear the correct answer.
Tweezers would be the best way.
What?
You want to grab a tick at the closest point of attachment to your skin. You don't want to grab the tick by the body because you might break off the mouth parts. And the reason why the Vaseline and the match might not work is when the tick has committed to feeding in you, it starts to secrete a cement-like substance that anchors itself in you. And when the tick is done feeding, it secretes other chemicals, molecules, you know, to break down that cement and back out. And so that's why putting Vaseline on or a match, it's not going to be secreting those, you know, molecules fast enough, my guess, to really back out.
Okay, guys, final question. How long does it take for a tick to pass bacteria to its host after it's bitten you? Is it A, instantaneously, B, 7 hours, C, 15 minutes, D, other?
I have no clue.
I would go other and say 3 hours.
Me too.
I'll say 7 hours.
It's 15 minutes.
Oh.
Well, let me play for you how she explains it.
So 15 minutes is the Powassan virus that we know about. And we want to get the ticks off as soon as possible because the longer they're on, if they're infected, not every tick is infected, you know, the greater the chance that it will transmit. But for instance, the Lyme disease bacterium takes 36 hours of feeding to be able to really transmit.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. If people find a tick attached to them, if they're in an area where there's a high risk of Lyme disease, then that qualifies that person to potentially take one dose of prophylactic antibiotics mm-hmm. against the Lyme disease organism. And so that's why that 36 hours comes into play. But in my general outreach, you know, to people, I like to tell people don't panic. Yeah. Enjoy nature, despite the fact that there are ticks out there, but just take precautions.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Sao, that seems like as positive a note as we're going to get in this conversation. Thanks so much for your help with our intern quiz. And thank you to Kiara Damari, Jimmy Sierfoss, Luis Licon, and Christian Garibay for participating.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.